The editor. Last week, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flip-flopped on his carbon tax, announcing a temporary pause on the tax on home heating oil. Trudeau's Liberals announced three changes to the carbon tax, aimed at Atlantic Canadians: a three-year suspension of the carbon tax on home heating oil, a 10% increase to the rural rebate, and the creation of a program that will reward Canadians who sign up to switch from home heating oil to a heat pump. Justin Trudeau is offering a temporary pause to the tax on home heating oil that won't help 97% of Canadians. He's giving a top-up for rural Canadians, but it won't even pay for a Big Mac value meal each month. The increased rural payment has been calculated as an additional 10% on the base carbon tax rebate. The monthly increase for Saskatchewan amounts to $11.33. Trudeau's announcement made it clear that his Liberal government recognizes that his tax plan is pushing Canadians over the edge. Despite this, Trudeau still plans to increase the cost of the carbon tax from $15 per ton to $85 per ton on April 1, 2024, imposing a greater expensive on your gas and diesel, on the farmers who grow the food and the truckers who ship the food. Trudeau even admitted that he is doubling down on his plan to quadruple the carbon tax on Canadians. This tax will continue to go up every year, increasing the pain felt by families from coast to coast to coast. The common-sense conservative promise is simple. No gimmicks. No temporary measures. Axe the inflationary carbon taxes for good and bring home lower prices. Robert Kitchen, Member of Parliament. Souris, Moose Mountain.